What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, y'all. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe gone and done, downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite pub.
Be my pod.
Your favorite podcasting.
Podme.
Podcasting.
Remember Podme?
Lakshmi?
Yeah.
Yeah, from...
What was she on?
One of those cooking shows.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Was she on, was it Top Chef?
Top Chef, Iron Chef.
Right. All the chefs.
Life with Chef.
Oh, yes. He wants custody, Your Honor. He wants custody of his children.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate it. Thanks for giving us your brain time and all that stuff. Lots of news today. Lots to talk about.
Ooh.
Join us on social medias at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Look at that. See, you say I'm full of shit, but your eyelids like slam shut.
Well, yeah, they
every
do.
Every fucking time
but
you
speak. That doesn't mean my eyeballs are going to pop out like some Warner Brothers cartoon if I don't keep them closed.
Not everything... That is real. I know that's real.
Yeah. Check that out with that extra element in the periodic table.
Oh, it auto-completes.
However you're receiving us, we appreciate
extremely
it.
Extremely unlikely. That doesn't mean it's impossible.
Correct. Trump was extremely unlikely to win.
Oh, my God.
I love Satan, and I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death.
I'm going to suck you. I'm going to suck you dry.
I mean, in his defense, he was playing a character.
Oh, yes.
In that clip, he was talking about being a nasty, evil. I think that was the lesbian thing.
Yeah.
I think that might have been the.
I mean, if suck you dry is part of the torturing to death, what else is done to you?
Nipple clamps. Yeah. You want war against our children? You want war against God? You will get war.
Yeah, what context makes that okay?
Sure, like, you can have the custody of your children, Mr. Yes. Jones.
Dad's out of Zoloft.
Speaking of, like, yeah. I can't wait to play some of the Trump clip from the UN speech today. It was something.
You know,
it was awe-inspiring.
I got to tell you, I stumbled upon an old Donald Trump headline, and this is a good one. This is from 2016 of October. Donald Trump once saw a child on an escalator and said, "I'm going to be dating her in 10 years."
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah. MAGA!
First time in a shipper overseas and ever sent back in a shipping crate.
I really, yes.
And make her a model. And give her a genius visa. That's what Melania has.
A genius visa. For what?
Technically, their visas. I think the visa is given to people of accomplishment.
Okay. And so Melania has that. I mean, she was a model. She worked as a model, made a lot of money. I mean, you know.
No, she didn't.
We're going to give her the Congressional Medal of Motherfucking Honor.
They're talking about her like she's some fucking supermodel. She wasn't.
Then how did, you know, well, what, why not? Why wasn't it? I thought she was a supermodel.
No.
So, she's a model, though.
What's her last name?
Trump.
Before Trump.
I don't know.
There you go.
I have no idea. You know, I mean, maybe in Hungary. Is she from Hungary or something like that?
Slovenia?
Maybe in Slovenia. She was in a bunch of, you know, television series and things. I don't know. I mean.
I don't think that's the case. And she's got a, and she lied about her college degree.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
God. Wow. I mean, I think that one of the weirdest things, and I honestly think this was overlooked. I mean, if Michelle Obama had plagiarized two of Barbara Bush's, Laura, whoever the fuck George is married to, Laura's speeches, I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, you would never hear the end of it. Rightly so.
She went sleeveless that one time.
But no, people forget that Melania stole a speech.
Or two.
Or two, you're right. Shamelessly. I mean,
well,
she stole a fucking
speech.
She
had anything to do with that.
You know what the thing is? She shouldn't get the benefit of the doubt. Because Michelle Obama wouldn't get the benefit of the fucking doubt. So Melania Trump doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. She said a speech that she plagiarized.
I mean, there's no way you can convince me that she was sitting there writing her speech.
I don't give a
and
fuck.
And had anything to do with it.
Because you know if this is Michelle Obama, an accusation of plagiarism, oh
of
my
course,
God, get the fuck out of here.
That doesn't mean that we should be shitty too.
Yes, it does.
And unjust.
Oh my God, not unjust. It's nothing unjust.
It is unjust.
We're just not giving her the benefit of the doubt. Right?
But I mean, that's justice.
She said the speech
think she deserves the benefit of the doubt because you cannot convince me. I'll hang the jury, goddammit. You're not convincing me that she had anything to do with one word in that speech.
How do you know? You
Nor
know that
if
she went to her computer?
I'm sure she read it. I don't think she put it into whatever that you put it into to compare it to any other speeches that had been written. She wasn't like, oh, I recognize that is Michelle Obama's speech. That's not happening.
She's be best. And she might have fucking thoroughly plagiarized that speech.
Her speechwriter thoroughly plagiarized that
Why don't
speech.
You think Melania could have done that? Why?
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Eight.
HuffPo. Join us on social media, by the way, at CrabDiving, CrabDiving. Did we say our names? My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Jeebus.
So, the big news, it says Pelosi blast off.
Ooh, yes.
Impeachment probe.
It's just a probe. It's not impeachment.
Well, that's how you got to start.
We've done that, though, right?
No.
What's this probe?
The Judiciary Committee has to have their hearing.
Yes. Oh, my God.
To determine whether they should draft articles of impeachment. That's the process.
Jeez. God, I mean, it's a very swift and nimble process, I will say.
According to the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will announce a formal impeachment inquiry into Trump. She thus far had been the biggest obstacle to opening a full impeachment inquiry by a floor vote in the House of Representatives. She had previously argued that a fully empowered impeachment inquiry into Trump would be divisive, that it would distract from Democrats' agenda and force recently elected freshman members, many in closely divided districts, to take a vote that could upset swing voters. Many of these newly elected freshman members that are in swing districts were the ones that were early on saying, fuck it, he needs to be impeached.
Oh, shit.
They're not afraid.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just seems so limp. It seems limp. I don't know.
Then came news that Trump pressured Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to open an investigation into 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden.
How do you even think to do that? That's my question.
And the former Alex Jones or somebody. I mean, that bubbled up from the deepest bowels of the crazy land, and the right just started seizing on it.
Who has Ukraine on the brain ever? Whoever thinks of Ukraine is my point. How would you think? Say, what dirtbag can I call up to pressure into finding some dirt on Joe Biden's motherfucking son? And loosely attach it to some weird ass business deal. How did they figure this out?
Rudy's dancing around saying, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll find him, Mr. President. I'll find him. It's a bombshell. Just wait.
How is that guy? That guy is a good attorney, right? I mean,
who?
Rudy. He must be. He ended up the mayor of a fucking city. I don't know.
Well, he was a respected prosecutor for 10 minutes.
Okay. I'm just saying, how did Rudy...
He went after the mob, didn't he, ironically? Is that irony?
Yeah. Was he stop and frisk?
De Blasio, or who's the billionaire?
Koch.
No, the one right before de Blasio, Bloomberg.
Yeah. Oh, he was stop and frisk.
I think so.
Shame on you.
It may
liberal.
Have started under Giuliani, then went away, and then Bloomberg brought it back, maybe, is the story, or something like that. I'm not 100% up on the...
I know not.
New York stop and frisk.
Right.
I'm not black. When I went to New York, it was no problem. After new revelations about the president's wrongdoing emerged, more and more Democratic lawmakers joined calls for Congress to open a full impeachment inquiry. The newly pro-impeachment lawmakers include 11 freshman members, including a handful from the districts that Trump won.
Okay. Damn.
Seven freshman lawmakers wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post saying these new allegations are a threat to all we have sworn to protect. We must preserve the checks and balances envisioned by the founders and restore the trust of the American people in our government.
I'm sorry. What about ism alert? What about those kids in the fucking cages? What about that? What about no tolerance? What about the concentration camps? What about all that shit going down there with the border and the asylum seekers? What about that? That wasn't enough?
Legal.
But you put little kids in cages.
Apparently legal, untoward and disgusting, but legal.
Yeah. Well, you know, in Germany, right? All that Nazi bullshit was legal.
Yeah. Right. Says throughout the spring and summer, Pelosi resisted calls for moving to impeach him, including from House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler. Instead, insisting the House continue investigation, but the president, has so far successfully tied up Congress in the courts while engaging in an unprecedented level of noncompliance. Trump then sought to collude with the Ukrainian government the day after Mueller's testimony before Congress.
It's fuckitude. It's not, what did they say? Noncompliance.
Yeah.
What's a journalist on this story? Who wrote this?
Unprecedented level of noncompliance. This is at the HuffPo, Paul Blumenthal.
Paul, listen to me. Noncompliance. This is fuckery. This is fuckitude.
Well, I don't think this you is just put fuckitude in the HuffPo.
You absolutely. In this instance, are you kidding? Our republic is in danger. It's fuckitude.
Well, yeah.
It's fuckitude. It's not noncompliance. Noncompliance.
I saw an article. I forget the term, but it was like constitutional thuggery or something like that. But it's how these Republicans have are shitting upon our democracy and our republic and trying to destroy it by just not playing fair, but not necessarily illegal. Like all the gerrymandering, that wasn't illegal,
right?
Until now, it is. It hopefully will be. Or in many places, it's declared such. They listed including the case was a couple weeks ago when those North Carolina fucks. Said we're totally not taking any votes today.
Oh yeah, they just left.
And then the Democrats went to a 9/11 memorial.
Oh shit! And then they swooped in.
And they voted on a budget veto override of the evil Democratic governor.
God, human beings are so fucking horrible. But I mean, they really are.
But legal. But legal. And that's what the article was about. And part of the article said, well, you know, hopefully if and when the adults finally do take over, this is some of the shit we look at. We look at a law that says president's got to show his fucking tax returns for X amount of years. The president must divest,
dude,
of businesses, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I agree with you. Number one, I agree with you, but that is number two. In my administration, number one will be driving these racist dick bags back into the woods from which they came until they're gone. Fuck this shit. This Trump's America. Good suck my dick one. With your MAGA shit. Good luck. Hell yes. Man. Get the X-Men.
So that's the headline. Nancy Pelosi to announce formal impeachment inquiry.
Ooh.
Into Trump.
God, it sounds right so now? Like... Trump's got all the, you know, one thing that Trump has, he has
a love child.
Oh yeah, that's so good. I love that Anderson .Paak song. Trump's got a love child, and I hope that bitch is buck wild.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Go buy the people listen to CDs anymore?
Fuck no, man.
Go buy the Victrola drum
We'll go on Spotify and look that shit up and then look up our fucking podcast.
I actually saw something recently that vinyl outsold CDs.
Jesus fucking Christ. That's amazing.
Fucking vinyl coming back.
There's got to be more Yes albums on vinyl than any other band. Yes, Andy Williams, you know, the Smothers Brothers, all that.
Andy Williams.
Andy Williams, you're at every fucking yard sale. So is Yes. So is Jethro Tull. God damn.
A lot of Jethro Tull out there? Really?
No, I cannot. I guarantee you, I don't know anyone that doesn't own a Jethro Tull album or at one point did own one on vinyl. On vinyl. If you've never owned a Jethro Tull album on vinyl, please tweet us at Crab Diving. And I don't fucking believe you.
I don't think I had a
bullshit
Jethro Tull album.
Bullshit. God, they're everywhere. Every thrift store, there's a pile of Jethro Tull albums. Jethro Tull, you know, they like, you know, classic rock with the flute.
Yeah. So Pelosi, apparently ready to go. I'm just checking the Twitter to see.
Finally. Oh, geez, Nancy. Boy, I mean, I'm sorry, but the conversation about this will be, what took you so fucking long? Really? I mean, we should be outraged it took this motherfucking long. Because I will say this, why not earlier if now? If impeachment is just as unlikely with this piece of shit, broke dick, fuck nut Senate.
Complaint on Constitution Day. This is a violation of law. Shortly thereafter, press reports began to break of a phone call by the President of the United States calling upon a foreign power to intervene in his election. This is a breach of his constitutional responsibilities. The facts are these. The Intelligence Community Inspector General, who was appointed by President Trump, determined that the complaint is both of urgent concern and credible. And its disclosure, he went on to say, relates to one of the most significant and important of the Director of National Intelligence's responsibility to the American people. On Thursday, the Inspector General testified before the House Intelligence.
This is live. This is what's going on live.
Right, really? Oh, okay. It's crazy, man. When she lays it out like that, I mean, you're essentially saying that the guy's name is the DNA? No, DNI.
DNA. Director of National Intelligence. Yeah.
In a sock. This guy is supposed to, he directs the National Intelligence. So if anything important pops up in that department, he looks at it, right? And then
one would hope,
makes a decision on what he should do.
Okay.
That's an important job, is it not?
Yes.
So I get it. This is very fucking disturbing. Even the Trumpalos.
Well, right.
Surely this bothers them.
It's obviously not putting the country ahead of party or ahead of Trump.
Oh, but
it's putting Trump ahead of everything.
But what does Jim Baker say? Jim Baker will still say he's anointed by God. You're going to burn in hell if you look into this or some shit like that.
Do I need any more of this?
Oh, yeah.
If you can keep it, our responsibility is to keep it. Our republic endures because of the wisdom of our Constitution, enshrined in three co-equal branches of government, serving as checks and balances on each other. The actions taken to date by the president have seriously violated the Constitution, especially when the president says, Article 2 says I can do whatever I want. For the past several months, we have been investigating in our committees and litigating in the courts so the House can gather all the relevant facts and consider whether to exercise its full Article 1 powers, including a constitutional power of the utmost gravity, approval of articles of impeachment. And this week, the president has admitted to asking the president of Ukraine to take actions which would benefit him politically. The actions of the Trump presidency revealed the dishonorable fact of the president's betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national security, and betrayal of the integrity of our elections. Therefore, today, I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella of impeachment inquiry. The president must be held accountable.
Well, and that means legally more doors will open for them.
Oh, yes.
Faster, because it has more gravitas behind it now that they some of these where they're dragging their sacks.
Ouchie.
In the courts over some of these smoke bombs they're throwing.
You know, I'll tell you something. You don't want to drag your sack in the crab diving studio because the intern will just...
I can't guarantee bite. Your sack is going to be
protected.
Your
sack's going to be fucked up.
She's sleeping right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Off in the corner.
Shush.
Had a good running and wrestling session with a...
Did you put that video up on social media? How do you find that?
I put it on my Facebook, but I can share it to Crab Diving.
Yeah, do that.
It's on my Instagram, which is public.
Yes. At Vile Experience.
Right. Vile, like a little bottle with an extra L.
She's playing with...
Honey.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
a local...
not Juicy.
A local... No, Moisty. The
Moisty.
Moisty, the...
It's the worst name for a dog
ever. The Pitbull mix.
Come here, Moist!
But she's... we bumped into them at the park, and she... we braved off-leash for a few minutes, and she rolled around like a fool, attacking this much larger Pitbull.
Shit,
play
man.
Attacking.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Pitbull's a really cool dog.
That dog is fierce. You're fierce. You're fierce.
She's
asleep.
Relentless.
You're asleep right now.
Let's see over at the Drudge Report what the headline be there.
Hey.
I'm sure it has to do with this because, you know, even this is big news to Drudge. All red. Dems launch impeachment. Pelosi betrayal of oath. Whistleblower before Congress this week?
Yes.
And then Trump says release the transcript.
Right.
Four big headlines.
Right. I mean, is this bad to say? Or am I off here? But, I mean, why does Nancy Pelosi sound like she's on, I don't know. It's just like...
Well, she's not... Soaring rhetoric God has never
damn.
Been her vibe.
I mean, you're saying to the country,
she's
you're announcing...
She's a great speaker. She's a great whip. She's really
a
good
A speaker
at what she
in
does.
Her job, but not like an orator.
Capitalist speaker,
an orator, yes. She's but no Black Rod.
Not the greatest orator.
Yeah. I'm like, man, this is, I was bored during her speech, but I'm like, this is history. This is a moment
it's
in history
amazing,
that is important. But God, she's so boring. God, that's not fair, you know, to make that a thing. It's not, but it really was lackluster, the speech.
The future does not belong to globalists. Okay. The future belongs to patriots.
He's worse. I mean, he got.
Did you see?
Yes.
Wilbur Ross fell asleep.
Yes, I saw that.
Spectacular.
I mean, I, you know, you got it. You see him asleep there. You're like, hey, are you asleep, right? You're not, you know.
A person could have the most profound contribution anyone can make. Lift up your nations.
I don't mean to be rude, but I, right now I would like to apologize for Nancy Pelosi to her. I'm sorry, Nancy. I should not have said what I said about the way you delivered your speech. You were great. This is just horrible.
Anyone can make.
Oops.
Lift up your nations. Cherish your culture. Honor your histories. Treasure your citizens. Make your country strong and prosperous and righteous. Honor the dignity of your people. And nothing will be outside of your reach. When our nations are greater...
What?
The future will be brighter. Our people.
When our nations are what?
When our nations are brighter, our future. No, did he say brighter?
The future will be brighter. Will be outside of your reach. When our nations are greater.
God. Who wrote this piece
greater?
Of shit? Our nations will be lighter. Brighter?
Was it greater?
Greater.
Is that what he just said? When our nations are greater?
Yeah. You don't know what he means by that? Now they're great now.
Greater.
But in the future, they will be more great. There will be more.
Will be outside of your reach.
Great.
When our nations are greater,
great.
The future will be brighter. Our people will be happier. And our partnerships will be stronger. With God's help, together we will cast off the enemies of liberty and overcome the oppressors of dignity. Set new standards of living and reach new.
Stephen Miller off in the corner apparently enjoying the speech he wrote.
Is that who's squirting? Jeez, God.
Yeah.
Damn. Boy, give it up for the sleeping Nazi. What a boring little fascist he is today. God damn, Donald. Shit. Where's your Adderall, dickhead?
Rick Wilson
Jesus.
Tweeted three words. What? Period was period that period.
Yeah.
What the fuck just happened?
That was bizarre, dude. I mean, it was like, it was.
Well, and he was delivering
up.
Some of the most, the darkest, nastiest rhetoric. And, but he was, it was literally like he popped a couple Xannies. I think that's what we tweeted. I said something like, maybe, I think Trump was accidentally reaching for one of Dr. Feelgood's Adderalls, and he grabbed one of Melania's Xannies.
You know, Obama had to know when he was leaving that he was leaving his country that he took care of for 8 years in the hands of a fucking dingbat lunatic racist.
Was Lori Baker in the White House this week? Did she leave some Xannies behind for Trump?
Nobody's leaving Xannies behind.
Lori Baker's not leaving.
No,
Xannies
no, no.
Behind.
She doesn't. She knows where her fucking pills are, dude. Obama knew.
He also.
Why did Obama leave us? It's not.
Well,
what
know,
he
the
did
Constitution
was
and everything.
God damn it! He loves the Constitution more than the country. Why did you leave us with this dingbat?
Well, the Constitution kind of is the country.
Okay.
It's kind
yes.
of the point.
He just left.
You're
what
right.
the fuck?
Right. Like he's supposed to. None of us were happy about it.
None of this is supposed to happen. This isn't Trump wasn't supposed to be president. He was supposed
Correct.
To not get elected.
Right.
But he got elected.
And then a lot of angry white people
yes.
decided to say, for various reasons, fuck everybody.
Right. And then our shitbag rapist president decided to seek out the help of Vladimir Putin to win the election. That's a coup. That is a fucking coup.
Meanwhile, Adam Schiff
Yay.
Has said that the whistleblower is Whoa. Now asking to speak to the committee, formally requesting guidance from this acting DNI, Joseph McGuire. We'll see what he does. But the whistleblower has requested guidance from the DNI. As per the law,
if you're the whistleblower,
how to do so.
Are you scared?
The whistleblower, he or she has to already know that he or she is already known by everybody.
Yeah, but these people are nuts. Well, Donald right. Trump. Donald Trump hangs out with people that, hey, let's break out the polonium. Or, hey, you know what? I don't give a fuck if the Saudis take some guy in a basement, chop him up, put him in an oven.
Didn't they catch Trump kind of admitting it? He said, and this whistleblower is doing it for political reasons. So how do you know that?
Oh,
unless you kind of know who the whistleblower is. You know, there's no
way. He's got to know.
Trump, of course, knows. The Schiff said, we've been informed by the Whistleblowers Council that their client would like to speak with our committee and has requested guidance from the acting DNI as to how to do so. We're in touch with counsel. Look forward to the whistleblower's testimony as soon as this week. Now, my concern is also in the Senate, I believe they voted a non-binding resolution requesting the president to release the transcripts or something of this and release the whistleblower complaint.
Yeah.
My worry is that what if there's ultimately no big there? Why are the Republicans so acquiescent all of a sudden?
And why is
the Senate all of a sudden voting unanimously on this resolution?
Yeah, it is a little strange because I don't know. I mean, maybe this is when they decide to get rid of the guy.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, maybe this is when the Republicans are like, let's fuck this guy. We're done. He's an idiot. But they're idiots. And they seem to have the same interests, right?
The news came shortly after Trump said he will release the unredacted transcript. He tweeted that out.
No, who cares? I want the tape. Is there a tape?
We talked about it yesterday. It's exactly what Nixon did. Nixon was like, we're going to release the transcript. Highlights summarized, and then he picked that segregationist Mississippi deaf Democrat. Remember, partially deaf.
Yes.
Like literally partially deaf to listen to tapes.
Good God, I don't know. That's fucked up. I mean, our checks and balances are made for civilized people. They are, because there's no fucking teeth. Nothing. All our Congress can do is demand that someone come to the hearing. Demand, and then they don't come. And then what? There's an empty chair. Nothing.
This is CNN, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, did you hear they caught a soldier who was plotting on blowing up CNN?
Oh, my God.
Right-winger.
Oh, okay.
Like, known right-wing ties to right-wing dickbag asshole types.
Did he vote for Trump?
Undoubtedly.
Wow.
Blow up CNN. Gosh, I wonder why.
What an asshole.
Why would he target CNN, I wonder?
CNN is fake news. Yeah. They're horrible people. They lie. I mean, if you think this president has lied, what, 10,000 times? Is it count or whatever?
12, 13, I think we're up at now.
Oh, really? Wow. Jeez, Donald. But think about there are people out there that believe him, right? That believe him every time.
Yes, or don't care.
Yeah. Both of those options are terrifying because don't you think those people could get radicalized? And they're the lunatics that grab a gun and what the fuck ever?
Sure.
God, you dicks.
The call with the president of Ukraine has been scrutinized in the wake of the whistleblower complaint. And Trump's admission that he pushed Zelensky to investigate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's son.
Yeah, God.
There is no evidence of wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
Holy shit.
There is no evidence of wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
And the way these people, I said it yesterday, the way they're talking about that scandal makes it seem like a scandal. I heard one person on MSNBC today go out of her way to say that it's baseless, that there's no evidence that it's made up before she addressed any of this shit. But most people on TV aren't doing that.
I want you to know right here what happened in the Ukraine. I think it's important. For some reason or other, the whole narrative has gone off the rails. But here's the deal. Bo Biden, who was the son of the Vice President of the United States,
Hunter.
Oh my God.
Biden, by the way. I think he got the wrong Biden. Bo Biden is the one that passed away from cancer, if I am not mistaken.
made a deal in Ukraine. He was an official and an investor in.
Yeah, but Biden died.
Hunter Biden is the Ukraine.
Yeah, son, why didn't hey Pat Robertson? Why the fuck didn't God tell you it was not Bo Biden?
He cares about a fact? Listen to what he's about to say. Fuck your facts.
Give a shit.
Ukraine. He was an official and an investor in a company that got a concession on gas, natural gas, in the Ukraine, and his father, while vice president, actually was pressuring the Ukrainian government to deal favorably to his son, or at least that's so the narrative goes. Yeah. And this whole business about Trump being...
Right, that's how the narrative goes.
Damn!
100% correct.
Absolutely.
The false narrative goes. There is nothing.
It's purely a narrative!
There was no investigation into this company that caused Biden to pressure them to fire the prosecutor to protect his son.
Yeah.
There was no need to, because there was no investigation thusly. And yes, Biden pressured them. And yes, Biden helped deliver the message that unless you're not getting aid, unless you get rid of these corrupt officials, that guy was one of the officials on the list of many.
But don't we do that?
They wanted out from Yanukovych's previous administration.
But don't we do that with other governments anyway?
Well, and with the backing of the UN.
It's absolutely not a scandal.
No. the world was saying, we're going to help you out, Ukraine, but you got to get rid of these Putin suckers that are corrupt and in your administration.
Yes.
That prosecutor was one of them.
Right.
And then some lunatic found out that Hunter Biden was on the board of one of these companies.
Yes.
And was like,
ooh, yeah.
Obviously, they were being investigated by this prosecutor. And, and there's no evidence.
Right. And to address one more thing, just so we're clear, it's Hunter Biden.
Not Bo.
It was not the ghost of Bo Biden that did this.
Well, he was probably alive at the time this happened. But
nevertheless, Pat Robertson, shame on you, you fucking idiot.
Ukrainian government to deal favorably to his son, or at least that's so the narrative goes. And this whole business about Trump being impeached is just absurd. So what the president was trying to do was to find out from the Ukrainians, did Bo Biden break some law? And
Hunter Biden
was his father as vice president trying to pressure you. That's what he had to find out, and he had a perfect right to do that.
Why? Why?
Pat Robertson must have, like, just such a strict regimen of, like, fucking vitamins and stuff. Like, how old is he?
84, 85, maybe?
He is just chugging along. I mean, you know, it's amazing, isn't it?
He's...
Jeez, boy.
He infuses the essence of babies or something.
He has been a shit bird for a long time.
Sucked the life out of black diamond mine workers. 89.
In 1989?
No, he's 89.
He's 89. Okay. What are you most proud of, dickhead? The diamond mine shit? Do you think he's proud of that or?
Oh, God. I think he's proud of his university and all of his money.
Look at my erection. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Jerry Falwell.
On Monday, the Washington Post first reported the president directed his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, to freeze nearly $400 million of U.S. military and security aid in the days before he spoke with Zelensky. So Trump is like, put a hold on that until I talk to him.
Oh, shit.
And I want something in exchange.
You know, this is classic art of the deal. Okay. I'm just kidding. I have no idea. Yes.
Trump remains defiant, it says here.
Can I just say something? And I'm not naming any names. There's no reason to. I do not want to do that. But someone suggested to me that I should start reading Art of the Deal.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, the person's...
Ironically?
No. Oh, no. He's like, read Art of the Deal. And I laughed. He's like, no, I'm serious. I said, Art of the Deal Which by Trump Donald Trump?
Didn't
he goes,
write.
And he said, yes. And I said, well, you know, he didn't fucking write that. I'm like, okay.
Oh, is that fake news?
Are
you brainwashed? You cuck?
Yeah.
A little bit of news for you.
Okay.
Breaking news.
This just in.
From the firefighter prophet, Mark Taylor.
God damn.
Heard from in a few days.
Yes.
Listen to this crap.
Mm-hmm. Listen to this crap.
I prophesied that President Obama would be ripped and stripped of the presidency. Now, how do you rip a president of the title called president? The only way I know of is to be charged with treason, and you go to prison. You're ripped and stripped of the title of presidency. Now, wow. Q has spoken.
I don't know who this guy is.
Did he say Q?
Yeah.
Q.
Q hasn't been heard of since A-chan went tits up.
Oh, yes. Tits.
Called president. The only way I...
Actually, sad, this guy, sad man boobs up on A-chan. Right. There's no women on A-chan.
What is wrong with this guy?
Mark Taylor? He's catering to morons.
I know, but listen to his voice. The way he talks is very strange.
I don't know who he's split screening with on this show. It's some other white dude.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And that dude is like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Title called president. The only way I know of is to be charged with treason, and you go to prison. You're ripped and stripped of the title of presidency. Now, wow. Q has spoken that he would claim Kenyan citizenship to get out of being prosecuted and executed.
Oh, yes.
Listen to this. Obama will claim Kenyan citizenship in order to not be executed.
Obama has nothing to do with this. I mean, right? He has nothing to do with this.
Correct.
Man, I...
out of being prosecuted and executed and for treason. Because this guy's committed so many treasonous acts. This guy's the biggest fraud in American history. He wasn't even born here. Now, we may...
This is yesterday.
He wasn't even born here.
And we still have birthers.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
He wasn't even born here. Just drops that out.
But what do they say when you're like, Joe Arpaio went to Hawaii with a strike force or whatever the fuck.
And he found this bombshell.
He found nothing.
For some reason hasn't been released in how many years?
But it's a perfect, oh, my God. This conspiracy theory shit, if you can wind it into politics... to hurt whoever the Democrat is. Oh, my God. Well, Hillary, man.
Oh, this Ukraine thing. If Biden is the nominee, it's all you'll hear. It's all you'll hear from Trump.
I mean,
Ukraine.
Dude, and Donald Trump did his best to make everyone on the planet believe Hillary Clinton was sickly and suffering from rickets or whatever the fuck she had. I don't remember. Consumption. What did Hillary not suffer from during the election that Trump suggested she was tired, ill, unhealthy?
Right. MS. Parkinson's.
He said that?
Those were some of the speculations, like from InfoWars. Alex Jones. Look at her. Look at her. Shaking.
You just count on, you can't count on anybody to be decent, maybe. I don't know.
And they used a gif of her literally doing a funny double take to a reporter.
Yeah.
Like a cartoonishly, what? A double take. Yeah. And they're like, look, she had a mini seizure. And they took the sound off of it, of course, and just showed her like flicking her face twice, which was a funny double take.
I mean, I have no doubt. Like,
look,
that
she's having
strange.
A seizure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and Hillary's not funny, you know?
No.
I mean,
not her.
Not really.
Yeah.
In 2015, I prophesied two prophecies 1 month apart. One was called Time Is Up for Those Who Are Corrupt, that the Clintons were going to go down and Bill Clinton would be held accountable. So would Hillary. And that the next prophecy after that, a month later, I prophesied that President Obama would be ripped and stripped of the presidency. Now, how do you rip a president of the title?
Oh, that's where that was the beginning of that part.
Ripped and stripped of his presidency. God, he's so stupid. This guy must be a... He must
be... Where
is he?
He's on the Daily Renegade.
Yay!
Apollo Nearing Program.
Oh my God, yes.
What the fuck is that?
Follow me on a pioneering.
All those executive orders, all the judges, including the Supreme Court, are null and void at that point.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's the stuff that people don't think about. So if he claims Kenyan citizenship, he's admitting he was a fraud and everything he ever did is done. Over. Period.
So he claims Kenyan citizenship. They get to kick all the SCOTUSes out. They get to kick.
Yes, of course. Why is Obama fleeing to Kenya?
Because he's going to be charged for treason by Trump and all the patriots.
What did he do?
Treason stuff.
Okay. Like what?
A, he was black. That's right.
He was black. Yes. Oh, yes. My God, you racist dingbats.
He insulted Trump at the correspondents' dinner.
Oh, yes. A black man insulted a rich white man. Oh, my God. Guys, your racism gave us this fucking nutball president that is making crazy calls to foreign leaders.
It's done. Over. Period. So,
I was going to say, the dude asked a leader of another country to look into Joe Biden's son.
With no evidence.
But how is he comfortable to do that? I mean, he actually made the call, right? It wasn't somebody else on his behalf.
I don't know. I mean,
how do you get into that conversation?
The president, yeah, he was talking to the president of Ukraine.
I just don't know how you breach this. You want to do something?
I'm very concerned about the corruption you got to look into in your country, and you still got that corruption, like, you know, the Biden stuff.
Oh my God! So was it a thing where he kind of posed the question?
That's what he said,
but not really.
Well, he's claiming the reports of him bringing it up 8 times are incorrect, though he did bring it up.
Why? Wait. So,
but I don't know.
Then he admits to
why
it.
Why would somebody have that very specific number? Like, why would?
Well, because it happened 8 times.
Right. Why would?
I mean, it must have
respected professional reporters. And there were a couple different outlets that said they heard 8, that he mentions Biden 8 times.
God.
Throughout this conversation. It's not balls. Here's the rest of his Mark Taylor bullshit.
You know, will he be executed? I don't know. I can just tell you what I personally think, but I'm not even going to go there. I think at some point, you know, you're going to see. Well, here's the other thing. Q has said this. You're going to see suicides. You're going to see executions.
Wait. Who?
All the Democrats are going to kill themselves before they go to jail and suffer for all their pedophilia and
who is he
pizza
gonna,
eating.
Oh, yes. Who is who's going to be?
Obama.
Obama's getting the death penalty?
Oh, sure. This is what we're talking about here.
Is the reason this guy's saying
that's
that?
Why he's running to Kenya.
Is he saying this in response to Bill Weld?
Maybe it was yesterday. So this show was yesterday. So maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
You're going to see people going to prison for the rest of their life at Gitmo. So, I mean, I kind of got off on a rabbit trail here, but that's all right. But, I mean, people have...
Wait,
look, justice
wait,
is not
wait,
coming. Justice
wait.
Rabbit hole.
No, I kind of got off...
On a rabbit trail.
No, he meant to say I kind of went down a rabbit hole.
Yes.
I got off on a rabbit trail.
That's crazy.
What the fuck does that mean?
Kind of got God. Off on a rabbit trail here.
Hey, Mark Taylor. If you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast,
oh,
iTunes,
thanks
Stitcher,
listening. Thanks
yes.
for the download.
Thank you, stupid, and Spotify and crabdiving.com. But damn, you're so fucking dumb, dude.
You're going to see people going to prison for the rest of their life at Gitmo.
Gitmo.
So, I mean, I kind of got off on a rabbit trail here, but that's all right. But I mean, people have, look, justice is not coming. Justice is here. And if you don't have a stomach for justice, you better get one quick because this is, justice can get ugly sometimes. And it's God. With the executions. It can get ugly sometimes. Like John McCain was executed. We know that. He had a military tribunal. He was executed.
Mm-hmm. John McCain, who died of brain cancer.
Yes.
At the age of, 70-something?
Yeah. Was executed.
Had a secret military tribunal and was taken out and executed.
Who the fuck?
We know that.
Oh, yes.
We know that, he says. We know that. He was taken out and executed.
How would that even come about? the Illuminati get together with QAnon and be like, listen.
Very secretive.
This Biden thing, we have to do execution.
Very stealthy.
Yes. Stealthy execution. What do you think? Oh, yes.
He was executed. We know that. He had a military tribunal. He was executed. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he didn't have cancer. That was his exit strategy, to try to save his reputation, whatever reputation he had, which wasn't much.
Yeah.
So, damn. I mean, but there was a sign
John
given.
John McCain was Meryl Streep. He was faking that cancer. Didn't you know that?
Yeah. Reputation he had, which wasn't much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but there was a sign given, a prophetic sign given. I'm just going to leave the people with this. There was a prophetic sign given. The racehorse called Barack Obama was euthanized. So I'm just going to leave that prophetic sign right there. Now, we made...
Oh, my God. This other idiot's mind is blown.
What is his name? What is the other idiot's name? The sycophant. The bootlicker. What's his name?
It can't be his name.
Daily Renegade, what's going up?
Oh my God! That intro sounded like it was shat out of fucking, I don't know. What was the studio that did that Beach Boys album? It sounded like Pet Sounds, man. It was amazing.
Daily Renegade, what's
that
going up?
Sounds like shit.
He looks like he's got a nice microphone, but something's going on.
Hey, if this was Podcasting 101 at the junior college, I'm the professor. That sucks. Boy, that sucks. Why are you going to go to the trouble, dickhead, to have this amazing intro that sounds cool, man? And then you're talking into your asshole. It sounds like he's broadcasting with a microphone dropped in a Pringles can.
Daily Renegade, what's going up? Going on. Wow. Off the bat there, start off bad, but that's okay. How's it going? My name is Seth. I'm the host for Apollineering. We're so glad to have you on.
Seth McVeigh is the host of Apollineering. APOLO-NEERING. I have no fucking clue what that
Before
means.
I go any farther, do we have to be nice to these people? Are they good? The good guys, are these right wing nut jobs?
Yeah. A discussion with Mark Taylor is never dull. From prophecy updates to government corruption and brainwashing, you get it all here on tonight's episode. Blah blah blah. Josh Peck is now proudly endorsing CBD Pure and CBD Pet.
Oh my God!
The absolute most top quality organic, not GMO, scientifically tested CBD oil on the planet. For all people and their pets.
Get them to buy you a fucking microphone that's not... Get them to buy you a good microphone or something, dude. It sounds like garbage.
Oh, boy. I'm just reading the comments. Anyway. So I don't fucking know. I don't know what the...
I mean, are we supposed to be nice to them or not? I just need to know before.
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
I think they're
so like we can shit on these people? Because this, I still don't know why you would go to the trouble to have a podcast and then have it sound like that. You don't have to have it sound like that, right?
Hey, you, God. Visitor. Thanks for stopping by my page, Apollineering. My name is Seth McVeigh, and this page is dedicated to conveying and finding truth. Let me ask you a question. Do all roads lead to heaven? Does every religion teach about the same God? Well, in the interviews below, you'll see as I embark out on this journey to answer those questions. So subscribe, click the bell, and check back for weekly interviews.
As I embark out on this journey.
Mark Taylor's really...
Jesus Christ.
Mark Taylor's really, really working his way up. This one has 199 views.
Mark Taylor is on this network.
Whatever this was like the show. Yeah, this is that Apollineering show or whatever.
This is pretty shitty. I mean, you know, yeah, I don't mean to be an asshole, sad. Guys, but I don't know how you would expect anyone to listen to this. I mean, you wouldn't. If these guys downloaded a podcast on iTunes that sounded like this, they wouldn't listen. But yet they're putting one out that sounds like this. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
There's a few seconds of the
psychos
thing with Mark Taylor.
But there was a sign given, a prophetic sign given. I'm just going to leave the people with this. There was a prophetic sign given. the racehorse called Barack Obama was euthanized. So I'm just going to leave that prophetic sign right there. Now, we may never know that he's been executed or some of these people have been executed. We just may have their exit strategy. Maybe they come.
I guess. I don't know. In this guy's defense, the look on his face is kind of smirky. So I don't know if he's like, if he's just going, wow. Oh, okay. Like trying to just let Mark Taylor go. And he's thinking this guy's batshit. Well, I mean, or if he's buying into it. Yeah. I can't discern from this clip.
I mean, if they have a business where they're putting people on a network for money, you know, they might not be familiar with the material. Maybe they didn't care to listen to it beforehand.
Or they have nutballs on and just let them go. And you're right. That's part of their...
And they give them a platform. Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Come down with this funky disease, and then we no longer see him anymore.
That's what's going to happen to Obama. He's going to come down with some funky disease. We're never going to see him anymore, but actually, he's been hauled off by military tribunal and executed.
Wow. That's an afternoon, isn't it? Jeez.
God, there are people who believe this.
Yeah, I mean, dude. He said military tribunal, right? Mm-hmm. For one answer, right?
And it's already happened.
Are these the Jade Helm? Oh, yes. The coup, though. The coup.
Yes.
The coup already happened. Trump's president. That was the coup.
Yes.
Jeez.
Oh, we did Dave Domeyer yesterday.
No, man.
The devil is using Billie Eilish to steal our children.
Shit, that was funny.
Poor Billie Eilish.
Yeah. I mean, you know, how did Coach Dave made his show about that?
Part of it, yeah.
I mean, that's...
It's got a lot of content to fill, I guess.
Crazy, dude.
We have... Oh, this will drive them. This will drive the Q loons crazy. The Justice Department has ended its investigation of Tony Podesta that they were looking into.
Why was Tony Podesta being looked into?
Federal prosecutors have ended an investigation of Democratic lobbyist Tony Podesta.
Right.
And a former representative in a case connected to lobbying for Ukraine and Paul Manafort without filing criminal charges.
Did you know who Tony Podesta was?
There was some weird tie-in with that. Isn't he...
I don't remember
John Podesta's brother? Isn't he the one who... Yeah, he was John Podesta's brother. He's the one that invited John to the spirit dinner.
Oh, right. For the cum casserole or something like that. I don't exactly... Why were the spirit dinners... Why were sexually innate? You know, were
they... The artist had done an artistic cookbook of human fluids.
And that's right.
She was just having a dinner that did not consist of any human fluids.
And let's say the author of that book, as far as I understand, wasn't telling people to go out and actually get the fluids to make these recipes.
Correct. It was presented as an artistic.
Well, I would say to her, shame on you. If you lived in places like Florida, Alabama, Arkansas, probably West Virginia for sure. Somebody's going to get that and take it seriously. I mean, there's nothing to do.
Thanks for tweeting during the show, everyone.
Yes.
Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Thank you.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. It does help us out.
Right.
And you can join Audible also, crabdiving.com/Audible. Download some books, listen to that shit.
Some British guy will read you a book.
Any kind of book.
That wasn't even written by a British guy,
right? Not necessarily British guy, but
yeah,
my favorites tend to be read by Brits.
What about an audio book recorded in front of a live audience? Do you think that would be good?
Maybe. It depends on the book, but I don't want to listen to the audience reacting.
Yeah.
I mean,
that would be kind of fun, you know? Let's say, trying to think of a good book, like, you know, Pride and Prejudice. That might be fun.
Sure. Yeah, why don't we do Tale of Two Cities?
Oh, my God. Dickens with a laugh track? Right. That's fucking genius, dude. That's real good.
David Copperfield. Oh. Elsewhere in the news.
Hello.
You all.
Yay.
What have I got going on? I mean, over the weekend, yes. There was some shit.
Oh, yes.
That, of course, happened. But now my computer is being a little dickish.
Damn it.
CrabDiving.com/Amazon.
Yes. Buy some shit.
Donate to our... We're going to need a new computer soon,
yeah,
fun.
Yeah. It looks okay.
It does. I'm getting warned. It's a Windows 7.
Uh-huh. What are we on now?
And I'm getting warnings that they will no longer, as of January, be doing any updates or anything on Windows 7. So you're fucked.
So, yes, fuck you. That's it. That's why the government, now these corporations, they need these regulations, especially Silicon Valley dickbags. Thank you for using our products. We really appreciate it. By the way, we're not supporting them anymore, so if you have a problem, you're shit out of luck, dickhead.
Right.
But they do. They are. They don't. They didn't disappear. They just don't want to support the old computer you bought. That is bullshit.
Well, the software.
Again, still, why not? They're still, the company is still in existence, right?
Sure.
So why don't they make a way for you to use that software? Someone can figure that out.
Well, I mean,
they want you to buy a new fucking computer, right?
That was one of the criticisms of Apple and why they kind of some of their new iOSs are better at being backwards compatible than a couple of the other ones.
Yeah.
Previously, because they were bricking older phones,
right?
And
I've had something brick before.
People are like, "What the fuck?"
And it's bad. Brick is bad.
Over the weekend, when was this? This was at that, at this, did we play this yesterday? I don't know if I played the audio of him. I did play the audio.
I don't know.
Saying that he should get a Nobel Prize.
Ooh.
If they gave it out fairly.
No, yes. Damn, I mean.
Which they don't.
What? The only reason he has a big boner for this is because Obama got one, right?
Oh, absolutely. And he says that. But C-SPAN tweeted out that specific clip.
Oh my gosh.
Of Trump saying, let's see, that it's rigged against him.
Yes.
He would get a Nobel Prize for a lot of things if they give it out fairly, which they don't.
Shit. Festivus! It's Festivus.
They gave one to Obama immediately upon his ascent.
Oh, my God.
Into the presidency, and he had no idea why he got it. You know what? That was the only thing I agreed with him on.
He had no idea why he got it.
They gave it to Obama.
No. It's not like he was just like, oh, my God. Look at this. Look at this Nobel. I have no idea why I got this. I have no idea, but I'm going to take it.
C-SPAN says, President Trump, I think I'll get the Nobel Prize for a lot of things. Here's the clip that C-SPAN tweeted.
Yeah, very likely and definitely you will be deserving a Nobel Prize. On that.
I think I'll get Nobel a Nobel Prize.
How about that, Mr. President?
I think I'm going to get a Nobel Prize for a lot of things because they gave it out fairly, which they don't.
Which? What does he know about it?
That was the reporter asking about Kashmir.
If you ask Donald Trump to name some past Nobel winners, the only ones...
Oh, Obama. That's the only one he could name. Yeah. Einstein.
How does he know? He's like, they're usually unfair. They're always unfair. How does he know?
Trump retweeted that clip.
Did he really?
They didn't isolate this clip to make it like, oh, the president, we're so proud of him that he's going to get all these Nobel Prizes.
Oh,
they tweeted
God.
This because he's a fucking asshole right. Claiming that he's going to get a Nobel Prize for a lot of things. He retweeted it.
What? That is a fascinating can't way to campaign for the Nobel, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, to say they. What did he say? They're not fair. They're not fair.
If they gave it out fairly.
It's crazy.
I think I'll get a Nobel Prize for a lot of things. I mean, I would if they gave it out fairly,
yes.
Which they don't.
Festivus!
And earlier, excusez-moi, earlier, he tweeted, so that's, you know, he claims he should have had a Nobel Peace Prize. I think yes. We played that clip yesterday. We also, I don't know if we talked about Greta Thunberg. She's the, what is she, like 15, 16 years old now?
Yes.
Environmental activist, actually probably up for a Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
Seriously, I think she might have been nominated.
That's cool. I think that's cool.
And so she spoke yesterday eloquently. The end was people are suffering, people are dying, entire ecosystems are collapsing. We're in the beginning of a mass extinction. All you can talk about is money and fairy tales of economic, eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Yeah.
Trump then tweeted that story.
Right.
Of the environmental activist.
Yes. And
Trump said, she seems like a very happy young girl looking forward to a bright and wonderful future. Nice, so nice to see! Exclamation point.
Yeah, right. Because he thinks women should just sit there and suck his dick all day. That's what he wants.
Just a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Such a happy young girl.
Oh yeah.
Little girls should be shut up. Should shut up and look pretty. And wear skimpy little clothing items on their private jets of his billionaire buddies.
I mean, it's kind of laughable that we put the owner of Miss Universe in the White House and Miss Teen Universe.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Teen Universe. USA, I think. Or whatever the fuck it was. Creepy.
So then Greta Thunberg wins the exchange with some massive trolling.
Massive.
She then changed her Twitter bio to Greta Thunberg, a very happy young girl looking forward to a bright and wonderful future.
That's great. That's genius.
That's a total fuck you to Trump.
She's doing everything right.
Oh yeah. She's not gonna be swayed by that. This tiny little man.
Oh yes.
She's pissed off.
Right.
She sees the future that the capitalism is fucking her with.
I mean, we're talking about mass fish die-offs in the near future.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any fish in the ocean. That, you know what? It just dawned on me. Then it's safer to swim probably, you know, if all the sharks are gone.
Well, except for the algae blooms. Did you see that large parts of, I think it's Louisiana, where their beaches are still closed because of algae blooms? And then there was a horrible story of a woman who walked her dogs to a public park, and her three dogs went running into the pond lake. Within hours, they were all dead from toxic algae that was in the lake.
You got to keep your animals out of the fucking water, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
Hey, they didn't know about that.
Horrible.
That dog, you let that dog in the bay?
Dog?
Intern go in the bay?
I might.
She doesn't like the water, though.
Depends. So far, she doesn't seem to be really into it.
Yeah.
We walk down to the beach, but I don't go in. It's not,
yeah. You
know, there's not a lot of people hanging out. At like the dog beach.
Yeah.
If we went in the water, she might, I wonder if she might decide to check it out. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Because you don't want the kind of dog that just runs down at the end of the pier and launches. Because I've seen those dogs are out there here, and it's crazy as shit.
They love it.
Yeah.
So that's Trump's Twitter feed.
Yes.
Let me see what else he's going. He tweeted the Rasmussen report, which has 52%.
Everything's going great. You know, that's what he wants to put out there. Everything's great, man. Swell.
Last night, Fox News bombshell information reports that the so-called whistleblower did not have firsthand knowledge of that phone conversation with Ukraine's president. Wow.
I thought they heard the phone call.
It is all Democrat Adam Schiff's scam. doing this for 3 years now and found nothing, exclamation point.
So he's saying that the whistleblower made all of this up. It's an elaborate scheme.
We don't, well, Fox, rob. Somebody on Fox said that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then,
it's probably with Steve Ducey.
And then the tweet that made me laugh out loud.
Yes.
You know, yesterday Mitt Romney came out and said, well, the word troubling was trending on Twitter because Mitt Romney said, well, you know, if these accusations are true about this president trying to get the president of Ukraine to go after his political opponent, that would be troubling.
Oh, my God. You know what?
That would be troubling.
That's troubling. And you know, he rehearsed that. He must have known he was going to be asked that. He's like, I think I'm going to say troubling, Lovey. So, what do you think about that?
With no other comment or words, Trump tweeted this clip.
I can't believe you're going to lose.
Yeah. Barack Obama will be reelected president of the United States.
Plan B, plan C, plan D, now gone. And so you start looking at the Romney math and you're saying, well then, what's plan E?
With tears and a gloomy atmosphere as supporters left the convention center in Boston following Romney's concession speech.
That was a race, I have to say, folks, that should have been won.
I wouldn't call anything encouraging for Hillary Clinton at the moment, to be honest with you, my friend.
Hillary.
And now we pivot to jizz fountains for Trump.
Oh, really? Jizz fountains, you say?
Yeah. So somebody cut this together.
Yes.
A supercut of Romney's humiliating defeat.
Yeah.
Followed by Trump's triumphant defeat of evil Hillary.
He hates Mitt Romney.
No, but who
fucking hates it? It's so funny.
Who put this together? How creepy is
Maybe
this?
Maybe he did, dude. Maybe he
did our tax dollars go to some asshole sitting there cutting this together?
Does Donald Trump know iMovie?
I don't know.
Shit.
He tweeted the Nobel yes. Prize thing. Then he tweeted that he would release the transcript. He retweeted Rand Paul licking his bunghole.
Wait. Rand Paul is licking Trump's bunghole?
Oh, yeah.
Or okay.
Yeah.
Rand Paul's not licking his own bunghole.
Rand Paul tweeted, I don't know, he might be into yoga.
Not anymore. Not since that fight. He's just not the same. I think his neighbor beat the shit out of him because of leaves.
I can't self-rim anymore.
I was a self-rimming right-wing nut job racist.
He tweeted, Donald Trump is showing that real strength and statesmanship coexist with restraint.
Oh, God.
America is unquestionably the mightiest military power in the world and can win any military conflict. Ooh. President Trump is wise to evaluate what is and is not in our national interest.
I need to come somewhere. Jeez.
Trump retweeted that.
Oh, it's just it's insane.
I'm currently at the United Nations representing our country. But have authorized the release. Look, I'm so busy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so busy
giving the most on-heroin fucking speech ever. I mean, if you're going to the UN to address them, is it supposed
to
be so sad? His last one sucked, too. Remember?
I'm currently United Nations representing our country, but have authorized the release tomorrow of the complete, fully declassified and unredacted transcript of my phone conversation with President Zelensky of Ukraine. You will see it was a very friendly, totally appropriate call. No pressure. And unlike Joe Biden and his son.
Oh, shit.
No quid pro quo. This is nothing more than a continuation of the greatest and most destructive witch hunt of all time. Exclamation point.
Oh, my God, dude.
Then he thanked Rasmussen for 53% approval.
God.
Ugh. 3 hours ago, Democrats are so focused on hurting the Republican Party and the president that they are unable to get anything done because of it, including legislation on gun safety, which they passed.
Right.
Lowering of prescription drug prices, which they passed. Infrastructure, I believe they passed.
Oh, yes.
Infrastructure also. Well, so bad for our country.
So where is it then if they passed it?
Moscow Mitch won't even bring them
up. Oh, my God. What a shitty fucking system, guys. Jeez.
Oh, he's pissed off.
Uh-oh.
Just an hour ago. Such an important day at the United Nations. So much work and so much success. And the Democrats purposely had to ruin, demean it with more breaking news, witch hunt garbage. so bad for our country. He thought he nailed it. He thought he was the best big the best speech ever.
Yeah.
Rhetoric in front of the UN, and the Democrats went and shat on it with their evil witch hunt stuff.
You know what? I wonder if he was obsessing on how to sound serious and statesmanlike. You know,
he's reading teleprompter and he hates that.
Yeah. Why don't they take him off teleprompter?
At the UN?
Yeah, dude. Crazier things have fucking happened. This guy's president. Yeah, at the UN. Why not? It's Donald Trump, dude. He said to someone that works for him, "Hey, can we fire a nuclear missile at a storm?"
This is great. 1 hour ago. Pelosi, Nadler, Schiff, and of course Maxine Waters, ! Can you believe this? !
That's it.
Next tweet. They never even saw the transcript of the call. A total witch hunt. Next tweet.
Oh my God.
All caps. Caps lock. Presidential harassment. !
Damn. He talked about that before though. Presidential harassment was what he was talking about before the Democrats took control of the House.
Oh, what is this awful thing? He tweeted 39 minutes ago a video.
Yes.
The top says text Trump to a number. I'm not going to give that because it's probably a fundraiser for that asshole. But it's Ilhan Omar. Is the thumbnail for the video. It's obviously going to be horrible.
You know, as long as...
Do you personally think impeachment should be considered?
I think it should.
As we begin impeachment proceedings now.
They had this ready and waiting. Look how crazy the Democrats are. All they want to do is impeach Trump.
Yes.
They don't care about the good of the country. They don't want to get all the good stuff done. They don't care about how great the economy is.
Yeah. What good stuff is Donald Trump? What good stuff is Donald Trump getting done?
Oh, he'll list everything. Look at all the Supreme Court justices. Look at the other judges.
What happens when Kavanaugh is impeached?
That would be great.
But it won't happen.
Impeachment should be...
This is just a stupid propaganda piece that they obviously had ready and waiting for the moment.
That's from the White House?
Trump tweeted this.
Oh, my God.
It's obviously from the campaign because it says text Trump to the number that you text and you can... It'll probably you probably give $50 that you don't authorize.
Oh, yeah.
It is crazy.
What?
Today's news.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say about this. It's batshit fucking crazy. There's no other way to put it. It's got everything, right?
So MSNBC is... now reporting.
Okay.
That Trump called up Pelosi and asked her, is there something we could do about this whistleblower complaint thing?
Oh my God. Is that obstruction? That's obstruction.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Holy shit, Donald. Is he losing his shit?
You know, there was the theory that he was goading the Democrats into impeaching him, but most people were saying he does not want to be impeached.
No, yeah.
Because he doesn't want to be in that asterisk club of even Bill Clinton was exonerated or wasn't impeached, let's say. But he'll always have that hanging over him.
No, absolutely.
You know, the kids in history books will be like, what three presidents were impeached?
Yeah. You know, and he'll be known for the dress and the weird shit he did with that cigar. Oh, my God.
Clinton, yeah.
Jesus.
But, I mean, if Trump gets impeached, that's what he'll be remembered for.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't know what Trump's going to be remembered for yet. It might not be this, which isn't good.
Yeah, it says, Speaker Pelosi revealed that President Trump called her this morning about gun violence and about getting closer to a solution. She said that the conversation moved to other topics, but wouldn't disclose what those are. Other reports now are saying that one of them was him saying, what can we do about this whistleblower thing?
God damn.
Is there anything we could do about this?
Listen, Nancy, come over to Mar-a-Lago, you know, to the pool.
Allegedly, they said follow the law.
Yeah. Well, great. What else are they going to say? I mean, you know. I mean, will Trump testify in this hearing?
Unlikely.
Unlikely?
Undoubtedly, Noah. In fact, I'll even say there's no way he's gonna. He wouldn't testify to Mueller.
Why do we have that in our system, though? That Trump gets out of testifying when that's the one person you need to talk to. Don't you think some fucking attorney could get to him?
I don't know.
I would think, I don't know. I think they would be able to.
I would hope.
I mean, yes, of course. He's
probably got a cell phone.
If you left Lawrence O'Donnell in the room, locked the Lawrence O'Donnell in a room with Donald Trump for an hour, yes. At the end of that hour, Donald Trump is crying and begging to be impeached.
I think Lawrence has a lot of news, whatever, regardless.
Yes, I think you're right.
Oh, God. What else is going on? Across the pond.
Hello!
More bad news for Boris.
Boris! Be a good boy now, Boris!
Boris Johnson. Supreme Court there now.
Yes.
Has decided that his ordering of the parliament to go on vacay for 5 extra weeks.
Order!
Was unlawful.
Order!
He's not happy about it. I don't know what they do, though. I mean, do they call them back?
I would think so.
I don't know what's going on here.
But there's not a lot of them. That's the thing. There's not a lot of them. It's very strange.
I don't know who this is. This is a British political commentator. Okay. The Supreme Court's ruling that Boris Johnson's decision to prorogue Parliament was unlawful and shows the UK government is the greatest democracy in the world.
Richard!
The UK has checks and balances that work. The PM acted. The Supreme Court reacted swiftly. Parliament returns the next day. Oh, they brought him back.
Oh, wow.
Normal business resumes. Wow. So they're like, fuck that. We're coming back.
You know, our Congress would have been like, fuck that. We're going to come back a little later. Okay?
Yeah, I'm in Turks and Caicos.
I'm going to have a nice tan.
The court found that your actions were not only unlawful, but essentially undemocratic. Do you not feel some expression of regret or even...
Wait, let me answer for Boris.
Fuck no!
Absolutely not.
He does not give a shit.
The people spoke. Undemocratic is this vote in the first place. The people spoke. That's their argument.
Yeah.
The referendum.
The people spoke.
In which the people were defrauded.
Right.
And they lied to.
They weren't necessarily the people, too.
The people that voted Brexit, many of them were convinced by lies. And the Brexiteers were unabashed in their lying. And after they were caught, they were like, oh, well, we still need to believe anyway.
Because it exists, right?
Because they're assholes.
I mean, because their reality in some weird way exists in articles and dumbass speeches that people don't call them out, you know? They live there. They get legitimacy just because they're there.
Do you not feel some expression of regret or even apology might be required?
Well, as I say, I strongly disagree with this decision of the Supreme Court. I have utmost respect for our judiciary. I don't think this was the right decision. I think that the prerogative of prorogation has been used for centuries without this kind of challenge. It's perfectly usual to have a Queen's speech. That's what we want to do. But more importantly, let's be no doubt, there are a lot of people who want to frustrate Brexit. There are a lot of people who basically want to stop this country coming out of the EU. And we have a parliament that is unable to be prorogued, is unable to, doesn't want to have an election.
Well, now he's trying to paint the out of control parliament. I can't even shut them down for 5 weeks.
Well, the parliament is out of control. I mean, they act like they're out of control, right? I mean, they're yelling, they're throwing paper at each other.
Oh, well, that's their everyday debates.
That's what I mean. They're out of control. What do they mean?
They do yell.
Order! Got it.
I think it's time we took things forward.
You say you won't extend Brexit, but how do you avoid doing that now? You've run out of options.
Well, on the contrary, the law, as the law currently stands, the UK leaves the EU on October the 31st, come what may. But the interesting thing, that the exciting thing for us now is to get a good deal. And that's what we're...
exciting.
Oh, my God.
It's exciting we're going to get a good deal.
Nobody's associating Brexit with a good deal, right? I mean...
No, I saw a story this morning that in France, they're already running like emergency simulations at all the shipping ports.
Right.
To what the fuck they're going to do if there's a no deal Brexit.
Well, why does that change? Because
there's no trade deals. There's no international trade deals. They can't legally just send a boat over to Britain full of shit.
And what if Germany comes
it's
back?
No longer in the EU.
What happens when Germany lands on the shores of the UK and they go, "We got your flip-flops. Here are your flip-flops." How do you get the flip-flops? Is it different because of Brexit?
The boat won't even be accepted in the EU ports or the British ports because they don't, there's no deals. There's no licensing. There's right. They didn't think this out well. Shockingly.
Yes. What a
the
shocker.
Right-wingers. So, Bojo, is now getting pressure to resign already.
Shit, after, Bojo.
After not a really long tenure as prime minister.
But he did his best, dude. You can't poo-poo him.
Well, I guess if you're, yeah. And again, another case of a conservative minority cheating, though maybe legal, but untoward, to get their win and then to try to keep it at all costs. When the British people, many of them, I think if they had the referendum again tomorrow, it would go down in flames.
Yeah. But this is what the Republicans do, right? They cheat.
Conservatives, yeah.
Or they just exploit weird little loopholes. Like, for instance, you go to commemorate 9/11 somewhere, these little rat bastards are going to run in behind your back and have a boat and be like, "Go fuck yourself." You're like, "But I was at a 9/11 thing." They don't give a fuck.
Right, they're not into democracy.
No.
Only old white guys.
Oh yes.
Should get to vote.
Photocracy.
A what?
A fucktocracy.
A fucktocracy.
Fucktocracy.
We have another new poll.
New poll.
That there's one from Iowa that shows Elizabeth Warren now in the lead.
Damn.
Over Joe Biden.
Right.
And now we have one today.
Yes.
That shows her with a 2-point lead over Biden in New Hampshire.
Holy shit. That's it, though?
It's within the margin of error, but nonetheless, he's been heavily in the lead for a while and has eroded away.
But people of Iowa, don't you guys know if you read Elizabeth Warren's blog, there's a lot of shit in there, right, that they could help them, right?
Well, that's why she's winning.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders trounced Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire.
Yes.
In 2016 with 61% of the vote.
Damn.
In the primaries then. He's a distant third with only 12% right now in New Hampshire.
Wait. He won New Hampshire by 61% of the vote.
Yeah.
But he's from there, right? He's from Connecticut. Oh, Vermont. That's right.
Next door. But Biden's at 25%.
Yes.
Warren 27%. Then a drop off and Bernie at 12%.
Oh shit, third. Bernie.
Fourth place with 10%, Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Kamala Harris is in fifth, but another big drop off there, all the way down to 3%.
Right.
So there's like this little middle area.
Yes.
It appears where Pete Buttigieg and Sanders are right now.
Why don't those guys just drop out? Why doesn't everybody drop out and just let Elizabeth Warren run? Get the Get real. Save some money.
John Delaney's still running.
Who is that? He was on what?
Exactly.
Full House.
These results closely resemble last week's Des Moines Register poll in Iowa, which also showed Warren narrowly ahead of Biden, with Sanders and Buttigieg well behind the front runners.
Oh, shit.
There's also another poll I saw that at the real or at the underscore Pfeiffer tweeted.
Oh, okay. Is this the Yang Gang?
About Andrew Yang.
Yang Gang.
That there was a poll somewhere that has Yang in now in fourth place.
Oh, wow. That's great, man. That's great. You think that poll's accurate?
Well, sure. I don't see why not.
I don't either. Are you going to vote for Yang?
I don't think so.
I mean,
not
he's a nominee, yet. If he's a nominee, you'd vote for him,
oh,
right?
Absolutely. In the primaries, I'm still leaning Warren.
But you know that we know our job, though. When the primaries happen, or no, when the general election happens, you just vote for the Democrat, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Up and down the tickets everywhere. Got to purge these Republicans.
Oh, yeah. We got to drive these rat bastards back into the woods.
What did he say? A reminder that successful impeachment requires a majority vote in the House and 2/3 in the Senate. Given that there are 53 Republican senators, one would need 20 of them to support impeachment for it to be successful. That is highly unlikely unless there is some huge shift, Andrew Yang just tweeted.
Yeah, yeah. Damn.
Wants us to keep our expectations down.
For his campaign?
No, for impeachment.
Oh, for impeachment. Well, yeah, dude, of course. Of course, yes. It's a Donald Trump presidency. If you're a progressive, your expectations have been lowered. Right?
National Emerson poll shows Biden at 25%, Warren at 23%, Sanders at 22%, Yang in fourth place with 8%.
Yang Gang.
Moving ahead of Buttigieg, who has 6.
Damn.
Harris at 4, Booker at 2, Castro at 2, and then a whole bunch of ones. Beto O'Rourke.
Jesus, in this poll, Beto O'Rourke is getting beaten by Yang Gang.
By a lot, yeah.
Shit, man.
He's in fourth place in this poll.
Right.
Tulsi Gabbard, who I saw a story about today, she does not support impeachment.
Okay.
She thinks it's too divisive.
Right. She thinks, but it...
this is a...
It is a progressive, divisive!
Progressive Democrat.
It's divisive! Hey, Democrats, listen to me.
The Russian bot's favorite pick.
You are supposed to be fucking decisive. Or you know what I mean? It's divisive. Divisive. Well, it's supposed to be divisive. Or you know what I mean? It's impeachment.
Right.
It's the nature of it.
Right, right.
That's crazy.
I guess there's the next debate, though, might be a little bigger than I think 12 candidates have qualified for the next debate.
Okay.
Including Tulsi.
Right.
So I don't know how that's going to work. 10 right. seem nutballs enough on one stage.
Oh, yeah.
I think but 12.
Why is Tulsi Gabbard there? Has she actually qualified?
Today.
What is the qualification for a Tulsi Gabbard to still be in it?
She's the 12th candidate
okay.
to make the October debate.
Right.
She now earned 2% support in 4 national or early state polls.
Okay.
Released by approved pollsters.
Ooh.
Also reportedly met the debate's minimum fundraising requirements of having 130,000 unique donors.
Okay. I mean, that's not that much, is it?
She's now the 12th candidate to make the debate stage.
Right.
By, this is from 538.com.
You know, hey, Mayor Pete, I get an email from you every fucking day, and I got to tell you, I don't know.
Oh, you know who made it? Why? That's why Tom Steyer is now in the mix.
Oh, okay.
The billionaire.
Right. Oh, good. Thank you, oligarch.
And he's already qualified.
Oh,
so
yes.
He's in there now.
Well, he's rich and white.
So it's Biden, Buttigieg, Harris, Sanders, Warren, Booker, O'Rourke, Yang, Klobuchar.
Oh yeah.
Castro, Steyer, and Gabbard have so far qualified.
Except Gabbard, those last people you called out, I was like, I've forgotten you were running. I'm sorry, Amy Klobuchar. I forgot you were here.
Still trying to make it. Michael Bennett, Steve Bullock, John Delaney, Joe Sestak, Tim Ryan, and the inimitable Marianne Williamson.
Yes, she is a shoo-in. She's a shoo-in for the presidency, I think.
What did she say? Trump's dark energy or something like that? Was that in the last debate?
But then also in her past, she said some shitty things about trans people.
And vaxxing too, right?
Oh my God.
Doesn't she have some vaxxer?
Yeah, she does.
And, questionable, you know, anti-vax.
Anti-vaxxing is bad. It's bad. You can't tolerate that. That's not one of those issues where people get to voice their opinion without being shat upon.
Yeah.
There's no evolution. There's no argument for it.
Yeah, like evolution.
Well, I mean, but
teaching evolution.
Yeah, teaching evolution. But getting people to take their shots is more important than teaching evolution. Their shots.
Yeah,
I don't
know
why I'm comparing it. It's, you know.
Maybe.
God, I can believe the earth is flat all motherfucking day. And I can believe that Adam pulled a rib out of his fucking body and tossed it. It turned into a woman some fucking out. I can believe that. But if I believe some wacko shit that I don't need to get my shots and I give you what I have, you know what I mean?
Right.
Right. I, in fact, negatively impact the herd immunity.
Right.
I am more harmful.
Okay.
You know.
Apparently Trump is already fundraising off impeachment. Yes. Oh, but your brother's going to get an email.
Absolutely.
He went undercover to a couple of Trump rallies.
Dude,
now he gets those creepy Trump emails.
No more undercover to those rallies, man. They're fucking creepy, right?
God, they were creepy then. I now they're just even, feels even more terrifying.
And we've done stories where you learn that when a Trump rally comes to town, crime rate in the area rises, right?
Hate crime.
We got the best hate crime.
A Trump campaign fundraising email already.
Oh, okay.
Is out.
Yes.
And I'm sure, I'm just waiting for it to load here.
Load.
On the Twitter machine.
Yes.
President Trump is launching the official impeachment defense task force.
Oh my God.
Dave, this was sent to somebody named Dave.
Right. Well, that's my brother's nickname.
The Democrats know they have no chance of winning in 2020, so now they're crying impeachment. There are now over 150 House Democrats who back impeachment. We cannot let these hateful and baseless attacks go on any longer. These impeachment claims have nothing to do with the president. The Democrats thrive on silencing and intimidating his supporters like you, Dave.
Oh, my God.
They want to take your vote away.
You know, my brother is named Dave because in high school he looked like the band director who is named Dave. So
that's the origin of that?
That's his nickname.
I didn't know that.
I went away to college.
I don't think he uses that anymore.
You know, in the end of the semester, no, he doesn't. I came back and all of a sudden, my brother's friends and everybody he knows, they're calling him Dave.
He was Dave on Facebook for a while.
Absolutely. It's like you come home and all of a sudden your brother has a different name.
Change his name, man.
It's a weird nickname, isn't it?
Well, since it has nothing to do with anything, I mean,
it's also odd.
Just that he looks like somebody named Dave, I guess.
I mean, it's a name. It's not a nickname.
Well, it is because it's not his name. It's just a nickname that's a name.
Right. Which
is odd.
Yes.
We won't stand for this any longer, and neither should you.
Yes.
Which is why President Trump is launching the official impeachment defense force. Space force?
Right.
Task force. This will be made up of only President Trump's most, all caps, loyal supporters. The ones committed to fighting for him, reelecting him, and taking back the House.
They're not serving the country.
House Democrats are holding a meeting at 4 p.m. Eastern today to discuss their impeachment plans. and the president wants us to send him a list of every patriot who stands with him before the meeting.
This is, dude.
Get on that list, Dave.
Get ready. Get ready. Tomorrow's show is going to be lit. Day after tomorrow's show is going to be lit. It's going to be lit.
Please contribute $5 by 3:30 p.m. today.
Oh, God.
To join our official impeachment defense task force.
Guys.
And you get a secret decoder ring.
Guys, we are the podcast impeachment task force up in this bitch. We are impeachment task force of podcasts, right?
This is amazing.
Honestly, it is going to get crazy, right?
By 3:30.
It's going to get crazy. It's about to get crazy. Because now they're using the impeachment word.
I think shit's going to start getting crazier. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's already been crazy, right? It's been crazy.
Oh, no.
Hey, listen.
The monster's awakening.
Oh, yeah.
The dog.
Oh, right.
I'm not aroused.
It's a monster.
If I had a nickel. So there you go. I'll bet that your brother got one of these. Oh, wait. As a member of the official impeachment defense task force.
Yes.
You will be a leader in defending the president against these baseless and disgusting attacks.
Oh, yeah.
You will be responsible for defending American greatness.
That is code speak for go out and commit hate crimes.
The future of American freedom. I should be reading this like, the future of American freedom rests on the shoulders of men and women willing to defeat it from these hateful attacks. And today is a day for action. President Trump wants to know who stood with him when it mattered most.
Oh, my.
Which is why we are sending him a list of every American patriot who contributes and joins the official impeachment defense task
force. That is the cheapest bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
Send us $5 and we can put your name on a list for Trump to look at.
He doesn't read. He doesn't read.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
This is the dumbest shit ever.
Holy shit, this is...
I hate it in this country.
So profoundly
Everybody votes in this country. We're so fucking proud of it. Anybody can vote. Even these dickheads.
We're sending him the list of patriots at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Oh, fuck. We missed it, Ryan. We're not going to be on the
list
of patriots.
Yeah, we should. You know what? I
want
to be on the
list. He'll expect to see your name, Dave.
Oh, well, yes. That's what it says. God damn it. Jesus.
You know, that's fill in the blank. He'll expect to see your name.
Dave. Yes.
You know what? This is nuts. We should have registered with fake names like.
IP freely.
No. Yeah, like Trump.
My ball sack.
Yeah, Trump small dick or something.
Please contribute $5 to join our official impeachment defense task force. Get on the list of patriots we hand President Trump before the meeting. Here's the list, Mr. President.
See, they are.
While Pelosi and all the treasonous Democrats are getting together to vote for impeachment, we're going to be handing Trump a list of all the patriots who spent $5 on this bullshit.
You know what we forgot? At least I forgot this anyway. How fucking crazy was that 4th of July bullshit?
Well, yeah.
God, that was fucking nuts. I was thinking of all the crazy shit, man. But it's going to get crazier. What does that mean?
It's going to get crazier.
What will he do to counter this impeachment shit? Is he going to open an investigation into Pelosi?
Who knows?
Will there be retaliation? Yes.
TBD.
Right.
Explain. He works in mysterious ways, Ryan.
Oh, yes. Jeebus? Sky God.
Trending. Impeach the motherfucker.
Right.
Impeach Trump.
Right.
Pelosi, witch hunt, Chuck Todd, presidential harassment, and Pence. What is Pence?
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe people are being reminded that
president.
People are arguing over whether Pence will be worse than Trump.
What do you think?
No.
Why? He's not as crazy.
Right. And I think somewhere deep down, there's at least a modicum of respect for the system.
Yeah. You're
like
right.
Nixon, after the Supreme Court said, you got to turn over the tapes, he fucking turned over the tapes. He didn't say, no, they're mine, and burn them or anything.
But wasn't Nixon like a different level of statesman than this Mike Pence?
Well, Pence was in the House for a long time, and he was governor of Indiana.
Yeah, yeah.
Ellie Mistal, awesome contributor on telly and
yes.
Editor of the... what does he edit? The contributes to the Nation.
Right.
And he's an editor of the Above the Law blog.
Yes. Okay.
Ellie Mistal said, let me stop some of you right here. Pence is not worse. Trump is a unique threat to the functioning of American democracy. He's an international criminal who profiteers off of the presidency. Pence is just a normal, spineless, evil Republican. Pence is a VD. Trump is cancer.
Damn. Pence is venereal disease.
Trump is cancer.
Oh, shit.
That's pretty funny.
That's good.
But this other person says, reminder, Pence is implicated in the Ukraine extortion as well.
Is he really?
Yeah, Pence was allegedly involved in the shakedown.
How so? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he communicated to the okay. Ukraine some of the...
Well, also, he was involved. I mean, you know, if you want to... Do you remember the Mueller report? Do you remember all that shit?
Yeah, it was so long ago.
There were hashtags, Mueller time, the Mueller report, release the report, all this shit. I mean, and a lot of that Mueller report dealt with Trump's transition team.
Yes.
And Pence was in charge of it, right?
Yes, yes.
So, I mean, you know, is he not... He's guilty like, of something?
He's like, I didn't know. I didn't know when Sally Yates sent a letter to yeah. the transition team saying, you need to get rid of this Mike Flynn guy.
And it was his transition
he's
team.
He's buried in Russian and Turkish DNA. God,
that's crazy.
This says, impeach Trump.
Yay.
And don't worry about Pence. So I think right. I think the consensus is that, like Ellie Mistal said, Pence is just a regular scumbag Republican.
Right.
Trump is another level.
The first lady Karen is going to be interesting though, right? Because she
mother.
Yes. You're saying Pence isn't normal. The man won't eat in private with a woman. That's weird.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's not his wife.
That's pretty weird. But I mean, it's, you know.
Do you think right before they were married, they were like, they got married and said, listen, I know we're supposed to wait till the wedding night, but we're alone. You want to share an ice cream cone, just you and me, and we won't tell anybody.
And Pence wept in the corner in the fetal position.
Ooh, yeah.
Flagellating himself yeah. for being unclean.
Right.
There goes my microphone.
Shit,
hey,
don't eat the fucking thing.
Dude, you can hear that one. She was actually chewing on the microphone.
Yes.
There's Japan already fundraising. Right. That's pretty fucking amazing.
That is something else, dude.
And people being reassured, don't worry.
Right.
About Mike Pence.
I would worry about Mike Pence. I mean, why wouldn't he do
something? He's out of fucking mind yeah. right now.
I mean, Mike Pence and Nixon, you know, you can't, it's not really a great comparison. Was Nixon a right-wing nut job radio nutball before he was in the presidency?
No, he was a nutball politician for years and years and vice president, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Wasn't he was vice president under Eisenhower, right? Or am I?
I don't know.
Not remembering
Are you getting your white guys mixed up?
Am I not remembering my history?
Yes.
It's a, my computer's being a little on the Conti scale.
Right. On the Conti scale, where does Donald Trump rank?
Ow.
Shit.
Easy bite.
Right. He's got to use those fingers to work the show.
Nice bites.
Mother.
Well, my computer's locking up a little bit. So don't forget to buy shit through our Amazon portal.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. And if you like, figure out where we live, drop a big fat bag of cash in the front porch, and we will spend that shit. Thank you.
It is kind of creepy.
Yes.
about how it says one argument does not ring true for men and the left, especially those who enjoy the significant advances in rights for LGBTQ people.
Yes.
Under President Obama. They're saying if we get President Mike Pence, we'll be begging to have Trump back.
Now, that's not true. I mean, will Pence keep up all this immigration shit? Will he keep up the, you know, the zero tolerance?
This person says this could be the worst argument against. This is opinion columnist at USA Today, Jason Sattler.
Sattler.
That's one of the worst arguments against impeachment.
Jeez.
It says when it comes to, well, he's right. When it comes to matters that matter the most to the religious right, we already have President Pence. Trump has already made them delightfully happy with all
of
the bullshit.
Right.
So what more could Pence do?
I mean, but wait a second. That's going to change it. Let's say Trump gets impeached before the election, which he's, the Senate still has to sign on to this, right? I mean, that's the whole point.
Well, they won't.
They won't.
Right.
But then you would have Pence getting reelected in 2020, but it's president. That would be some weird
shit. Well, he would be running, but yeah.
Who would be his vice president? Well, not really.
Pick one. He'd have to choose a running mate.
Jeez, I'm going to go with Ben Carson.
Hannity?
Ben Carson. Oh, yeah, I'd do Hannity. Get Hannity. I mean, I'd have him run as my running mate, you know.
It said, Pence's domination of our domestic policies became even more obvious last week when the administration escalated its assault on science. The Department of Health and Human Services imposed new restrictions on the use of fetal tissue.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go again.
Fetal chop shop.
This is research that has led to vaccines for rubella rabies were brought forth by fetal tissue research.
Right. I was trying to remember why there was a tie between this fetal tissue shit and vaccinations.
That's it.
Okay.
They also, Health and Human Services canceled a contract to find new treatments for HIV.
Oh, what? Wait a second. Okay, listen to me. AIDS is bad. AIDS bad. So we want something to fight AIDS, right? Because AIDS is bad. I don't give a fuck.
This person says this makes sense because ideological decisions that led to an increase in HIV risks are Pence's trademark move. As governor of Indiana, his opposition to Planned Parenthood and needle exchanges helped lead to the worst HIV outbreak in the state's history.
How very Republican of him. How many more people died of AIDS because of the inaction of Ronald fucking Reagan back in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. These people don't care about gay people.
The Charlotte Clymer, a queer army vet, masterfully undressed Trump's cynical propaganda.
Jesus.
By documenting the administration's sweeping and systemic attack on LGBT rights. These efforts range from deleting pages of LGBTQ rights from the White House website within hours of Trump's swearing in.
I remember that. They did the same shit with some science department.
EPA.
Yes.
He went and banned transgender people from the military. Yeah. He was trying to.
That executive order bullshit, right?
The first resegregation of armed forces in American history.
It doesn't.
So they've been going the direction of desegregating. This is the first time that the government has changed its mind and resegregated.
It's so fucked up if you want to be a conservative. The idea that you are conservative means you're resistant to progress. Or you could be a progressive, right, and you're for moving forward. I don't get it.
So this guy is like, everything that's happening is right up Pence alley. Pence is living his dream from tax cuts to abortion.
Jesus. That's a weird dream.
Pence made a deal with the devil and is living out his dream agenda without any accountability. 60 years of progress are evaporating while fat tax cuts for the rich and their corporations rack up deficits that Republicans will suddenly care about the moment they lose power.
Oh, my God.
And the sitting vice president gets to hide in the eye of Trump's never-ending tempest of abuse whining, and race baiting without having to get too much mud on his hands.
When poor people, when everybody starts, when people start dying of climate change, you know, they'll start believing in it, I guess.
So, yeah, be careful that it doesn't really matter. It's not going to get worse.
Yes.
With President Pence, because
it is
basically
worse.
We've had him.
It is worse.
Right. We've had the policies. Many of the policies that Pence would be enacting anyway.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, can you really let what Donald Trump is doing go unanswered?
Well, no.
Because there's danger. I mean, what if this dude drags us into some fucked up war with Iran? That is bad. Do we want to go to war to defend Saudi oil, you know, fields?
I guess then this crazy... Oh, he's going to be mad at Shep Smith. I just saw a headline. Yes. Fox News' Shep Smith debunks Trump's attacks on Biden's deals with Ukraine.
Oh, shit.
That's going to piss off Trump.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. We'll have a lot more on this.
God damn.
Stop biting the microphone. We'll have a lot about this tomorrow. Yes. I'm sure as more of the reactions come in, and you know, once Trump starts, he's already tweeting.
He's going to lose his shit. Tomorrow's show is going to be fucking good. Are you going to read all his tweets?
Presidential harassment. I mean, we just had three in the last hour. He's losing his mind.
Right.
Completely losing his mind. I'm battling this fucking dog.
Oh, that's funny.
Thanks for joining us. Oh, I got to press that button.
Press the button, Pat.
Here.
Right.
And then I just checked Trump's. 34 minutes ago, Secretary of State Pompeo received OIE, spelled received wrong, received permission from Ukraine government to release the transcript of the telephone call I had with their president. They don't know either what the big deal is. A total witch hunt scam by the Democrats. You know what would be funny is, what if it's not? No one has confirmed that it was the Ukraine phone call. I mean, that's what kind of has leaked and was speculated, but it would be really funny if
right,
the leaker shows up.
If it's
the,
something totally
the
different.
The whistleblower shows up and it's a completely different phone call.
Well, I
totally,
mean,
totally burned.
It's not out of the realm of possibilities that there could be two whistleblowers. I mean, there's some crazy shit
the
going
whistleblower,
on.
This whistleblower allegedly said it's multiple instances, too. It wasn't just this one phone call.
Oh, okay.
That was up to the
surface. Oh, that's right. Oh, shit.
So this will continue. Oops, tomorrow, everybody.
Yay.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify.
Damn dog.
Your favorite podcasting application. Or you can always find us at crabdiving.com. Don't forget to help us out on our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit, we get a little nibble because it costs you fuck all. We get paid.
We get paid, baby.
Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. His Instagram's Rated R Comedy. Go to his website for his schedule at RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Let's
I have had it
tomorrow.
With these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.